All right, welcome back to another podcast. Zach, your host, joining me, Tom and Kohai. We're going to talk some rugby league. This is our league podcast. We've just finished off with some horse racing. Thomas has got his hand up. Yes, mate.
Sorry, we've been going this podcast now for 30 seconds and you still haven't mentioned my multi for Thursday night. You didn't bring up the one last week either. I think you just need to step aside, Zach, and start listening to my multis.
Right. Because
the last couple of weeks, I think I've been on fire.
Yeah, you've had a couple at 180 to 1.
184. What was the one? I'm just trying to remember.
What was this week's, last week's again?
$25. Which
was that the Sebastian Chris to score?
Yeah.
So $25 into you had a $10 into
$74. Yeah.
Yeah, $10 into 2,100, and you had the other one at 1,700, $25.
No, I've been slacking off.
So somehow, I don't know what it is about your same games, but paying 170 to 1 on Thursdays is bloody sickening.
And then Friday, if the Broncos are leading at halftime,
that was sick. What was that paying?
$3,500 from $25.
So Tom's only leg that lost on the in the Broncos game, he had Broncos halftime, full time, and I think he needed Jermaine Asako to
so the whole multi goal. Farnsworth score did it first half. Coates did it first half to score over 44.5, which basically was in the first half as well. And then the only things that, and Brisbane won a 12, which got up, and the only thing that didn't was Brisbane halftime, full time, and that was 25 into $3,254.
It's crazy when you have them. I remember I had one last year in a Manly game, and it was $10. I needed it. It was paying $8,000, and it was who's the winger? Garrick to score a try. It was the only thing that missed. Anyway, you live and you learn. Tom,
you don't.
Xavier Coates is off to your team.
Not officially.
Oh, apparently.
No, he's come out and said I haven't signed anything.
Yeah, that's all yarn.
I think he's waiting till Bellamy. So there's been a bit of conjecture about what Bellamy's still doing because he said
Sharks?
Today Sharks is not off the table.
Right.
So, look, apparently they had the press conference set up to go. Bellamy going, yep, sign in another year, the Storm. And then there was one detail they couldn't work out and he went, nah, call the whole thing off. So it's hopefully pushed back a week and he's just going to re-sign. They're going to do whatever Bellamy wants and that'll bring Coates, that'll re-sign Pappenhausen, extend Harry Grant, so on and so on. But Coates
easy
to Melbourne.
For some, isn't it?
Ooh.
You know how there's a few issues with, I just got an email about this. You know there's all issues like at the moment with COVID in Sydney and stuff. So it looks like they're moving the GWS Essendon game away from Giant Stadium due to the COVID case in Sydney. So hopefully there's not all.
I didn't even know there was a COVID
case. Yeah, they can't work it out. Some blokes, he's been everywhere too. Like he's gone to the movies, they can't work out how he's got it. And he hasn't been away. He hasn't done anything. So
well, didn't they find someone else around your area in the sewer and stuff like that?
Yeah, they did.
Manly
Vale.
Manly Vale, was it?
I don't know. All right, yeah, so Coates, that's fantastic. If you get him, look, absolutely flying. He's one of the greats at the moment. Imagine him playing with the Storm.
Well, you know what? I remember hearing about it after Origin, and Cam Munster, apparently in the celebrations, kept going up to him.
I heard about this.
Come on, you'll love Bellamy. Come play with Bellamy. You'll love it. Fox is going next year. Come play with us and... Might have done the trick because I would laugh at him on the wing since we can't keep the Fox.
It's true, mate. You'd be laughing getting him. Gal is going to be fighting Justice Honey. Pretty interesting. I think Gal is getting a bit overconfident.
Again, I don't think this is official yet because Gal was like, keep sharpening the pencil. You got to keep sharpening the pencil.
Because there was a money issue as well, wasn't it? So,
mate, Gal got so much cash for that Brown fight.
Well, but that's why he's looking for more. Because
did you know Honey before, like, before Gal?
Yeah.
Like, no one.
Knew. Oh no, I knew of him. I think
it's all because Gal. Because he called out
maybe,
Gal.
Maybe that is it.
Like Gal's really bringing boxing to the front. So
it's pretty funny that Gal's the one bringing it to the forefront.
He doesn't give a shit about the title or anything. Gal just wants cash.
And I love how he says that. He goes, I couldn't care less about any of that. I'm not here to win titles and I want
cash. But
then
again, if you find the champion, like...
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind having a bit of cherry.
Well, that's actually, that's a proper belt and everything else you want to fight for. So I don't blame him for asking for more cash. He's bringing all the publicity.
Yeah, look, I don't mind seeing him blue and his fitness levels are bloody out of control too.
He's claiming that Rob Whittaker's running and the UFC won't have him fight him because Bobby Knuckles going for a title later this year, and it sets it up great. Gal just knows how to sell things.
Gal's smart with it.
Yeah.
Katoni Staggs has re-signed with the Bronx until end of 2025, which leaves...
They finally got their man, yeah.
Yeah, well, look, he's a freak.
It's like $700 a year for 4 years and reportedly will play 5'8".
Oh, so it's really? Definite?
Yeah. Yeah, so apparently will play 6. That. So... Apparently, Reynolds, maybe next week when they go to Magic Round, is going to come have a look at Red Hill as well.
Yeah.
Their idea is maybe get Reynolds and Gareth Widdop maybe to play fullback.
Sick, yep.
And all the talk around Canberra as well is that Broncos have been talking to Josh Hodgson as well. If Ricky's not happy with him, like...
So that's what I was about to say. So what's doing with the Raiders? So Hodgo's been apparently made to forfeit the captaincy.
Well, this whole thing, there's something going on between Ricky and Hodgson and different reports, like apparently had a blue and then they're saying they didn't have a blue, but...
There's been talk of him having a blue with a few players.
Well, apparently Hodgson said to him, like, if you're not going to let me captain while we're not going well, like, I don't want to do it when we're going well, so you can have the captaincy.
Yeah.
So, I don't...
And he's like, it's kind of weird what he's been doing with the squad, eh? Like, making Papali'i and, like, sit out. And then he's like, Croker's been, you know, on the outer. And George Williams is apparently homesick.
Mrs. Senator.
Oh, Tarpany. No, far dude. Out. Wasn't that... Mate, I know you can't control your missus. No one can. But that's the last thing you need when you're a footy player. Is the missus putting things out on social media to bag out the coach?
Yeah, like, you got to think, like, she's just trying to do her best by a man, but, like...
Oh, mate, going, imagine if, like, Ellen did that for you and, like...
Oh, imagine how much shit you guys would give me.
It'd be all time.
Can you guys stop peas teasing?
Do you hear what
Tom?
Benji said last night as well? Was like, oh, if someone did that at the Rabbitohs...
Yeah, yeah, the WhatsApp group would be pinned to the top.
WhatsApp, yeah.
He, I liked how, because he didn't play... He played well, but compared to the week before, and Wayne was like, well, you obviously read about yourself all week. Pretty true.
But it's so funny that Wayne said that to him first. He's like, that's pretty funny. I'll use that in the press conference. And Benji's like, I did get man of the match, but whatever.
Mate, 36 years old, he's absolutely flying. What about the Broncos game? So that would have given me a full round, I think, if they bloody won the Titans. So Titans 22 zip.
It was the same with the Tigers.
Well, yeah, I swapped an hour before. I just jumped on the Tigers. So the Broncos game, they were down 22 zip in like 15 minutes or whatever. Was that a case of just getting too cocky? I looked like someone like Tyrone Peachy, who's a bit of a cocky ass at the moment, like the way he's playing and scoring and whatever. I noticed, obviously people know we work at Tab and whatnot, and I noticed that the odds were out at about $24 or whatever it was, like high 20s at 22 zip, and there was a bit of money for it. Asako scored, and that was, I heard Gus was saying something like, you know, ignore the 22 zip. They haven't had the ball. They have not had the ball. And then they actually played pretty sick. Like, Asako's step is next level, but then they all kind of played pretty well together.
Well, the thing was, this Asako
gamble
was just
guy's
out of,
tough.
Asako was out of place for all those tries as well. Mate. Like, they'd obviously came up with a plan that worked with the Titans, and then the Broncos fixed that.
Mm.
And then you're right, like Gus said, we got the ball.
It was probably the most even distribution between the back five from the Broncos all season.
Because
I think every one of them scored, if I recall.
Yeah.
Pretty close to.
Yeah.
I think them playing at home as well is different. Kevy can get them rolled up and they can go out there and start playing well. But in front of Broncos crowd, like, that's what Kevy's trying to do. It's trying to get them play good for the jersey, for the club. Last week there in Darwin
was
a bit hot.
It was a great game.
Yeah.
It was actually a really cool game to watch.
As you said,
Fifita was fully wrapped.
But that was the plan.
Yeah.
Like,
Gamble's tough
him.
As, and Gamble, he's trying to blow people and stuff
well,
and pushing
what,
people.
That's what Kevy wanted, was someone to take the game on. Not a half just to sit back and just watch the game go. Just start running, put some kicks in, fucking...
I'd like to go back and look at what the overs were in each game, because I'm looking now and I'm pretty sure it must have been at least 7 out of 8 was the overs.
Six?
And what did Coe...
What was the other one that wasn't?
Do you remember Coe's multi last week?
All overs?
No, it was six. He had six, but he got the wrong one.
So, obviously, the Dragons, Tigers was unders. I don't know which one of the other ones would have been.
The other
Warriors,
one,
Cowboys was 44 points.
Yeah, but it was by point. It was on a point, half 44 a point
points.
To the unders. Yeah, and it was 44 and a half.
Was it really?
Yep. There were three games.
Dogs and Eels was only 42 points.
It was five overs and three unders.
There were three games that were right other side of the path.
Well, that's where our bookies are fantastic. These guys are and the NBA people that do their lines take a bow because I have no idea how you do it. Before we get into it, Matt, what's his name? Brett Morris. Devastating news. I don't know if you watched the game live. I did, and you've gone from seeing Lindsay Collins hurt himself, and Danny's ACL, to seeing someone, Brett Morris. And I don't want to see anyone do it, but I more so don't want to see the guys who are 35, 36 flying, probably their last year. He was in so much pain on the sideline. As someone who's an athlete, I've done my ACL. I've done my ACL four times on the same knee, but I'm no athlete like Brett Morris, and that's devastating. Watching him go, Josh go hug him in the sheds and stuff, and they've just come off by winning by 40 points in the sheds, and no one was speaking in that shed. So,
well, what they were saying,
it was so sad.
Like, you're down to 11 men, and then you hold on and you put points on them twice. Like, you should be going in that change room going, how good were we?
Yeah.
But apparently what Trent Robinson said today was, like, they went in there, they all sat down, they had, like, a heart-to-heart conversation. Like, is this it now? Is this going to be our season? Is it just gone because we're losing players?
Yeah.
And then apparently people like Jarrell Hargrave stepped up and was like, no, we're going to do it for these players. We're going to, like, do it.
Sam
so
Walker.
Could be a result. Sam Walker,
unbelievable.
Five games have just been going unreal.
Look fantastic, everything. But the one that got me was when he did that little chip out to
how good was that?
Josh Morris. And that's not thinking. Like, that's very ad-lib footy, eh? Yeah. Yeah. That was
what did they
sick.
Say? Averaging 3.2 assists per game?
And I think he's involved in nearly everything.
No, they said they looked up, no other Roosters player had five try assists ever.
Yeah. Yeah, mate. Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
He's flying for
seven
someone that probably looks about 60 kilos and not scared. Really good. The other thing, only one game we'll recap, Manly game. I thought Manly were pretty good. Yes, we did lose 28-16.
Sorry, did they win 13 plus?
No.
But that 14.5 was justified.
But I think the multi, I don't remember the multi I put out there, I put on Thingo, was Manly 14.5, tick. Trbojevic to score, tick, and overs. So it got up $8. I look at the Panthers and I just think, what, these guys are just taking the piss. Everyone. Dylan Edwards comes out, scores the first try. He's flying as well. Brian Toto, is he going to play Origin? Like, you would assume so. Fox is on one wing. Does he play on the other wing? Does Fergo get on there? I don't know. But I would love someone
Tommy
like
plays wing.
Tommy, maybe. But I don't know. He wouldn't look out of sorts. Yes, he's tiny, but, mate, the metres he's making are unbelievable. Liam Martin, Tyrone May, Steve Crichton, they all scored their tries. Tom scored. Cherry Evans scored. Saab shows how fast he is once again. Look, Spielman, we lost, but I thought we actually played pretty sick. So.
Little rumour this week.
Don't. Who?
Ben Trbojevic.
Oh, I heard, because he's 18th man.
Not just that.
Who are they going to take out, though?
Tommy's 100th.
Mm. Oh, are they going to let him play? Look, maybe
little whisper. Mother's Day.
Stand by.
Tommy's 100th.
Stand by.
Playing the Warriors at Brookvale Oval.
On a Mother's Day Sunday afternoon.
Could happen, yeah.
I am sending a message.
They are missing a lot of big guys. No Marty. No Josh Alloa.
Yeah.
They're both out. I think another guy makes his debut as well, Zach Sadler. This
I think
200-centimetre, like, bush footy, like, monster. I watched him in the reserve grades a couple of weeks ago. Just absolutely just
towered over.
Another Nelson out there, really.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, hopefully I'll get a reply in the next half an hour or something. I'm asking if Ben's playing.
Desi?
That would be... Yeah, Desi. No, I'm sending it to a couple of the other Trbojevicers to see if they're actually going to get him to play. I don't know if they would. That would be sick, though. Love to see him get
It'd
out
be
there.
Cool.
Before we recap,
I'm just going to claim it as breaking news stuff at Danny Widler.
I actually tweeted Gus before with a photo of Danny interviewing Ryan Madison saying, can you ask him? I wanted him to ask him 100% footy. Someone's got to, because he is just getting photoshopped into everything.
Either way, though, back to the Manly game. More important stuff, Tommy.
Melbourne won on the weekend.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, but they always win.
I think the most disappointing part was the last 5 minutes of that game. I think losing by six was, I think we defended really well for 75 minutes of the game. Our attack had a little fair bit to be desired in my eyes.
And then Saab magically found space for your try.
He's fast, isn't he?
He's a big dude.
He's so fast.
But, yeah, I mean, for the most part, I was...
Not the fastest man on the planet, though.
No.
Pretty pleased.
Yeah, look, I was pretty stoked with it, too. One little thing was, you see how, like, Matty and Joey and SBW have all said, look, I'm happy to coach Samoa for free. Yep. Happy to do it, blah, blah, blah. And Samoa rejected that. Nah, don't want you. All good.
Well, even Kenty, Kenty was saying that, like, all these players don't want to play for Samoa because the coach at the moment...
What's his name again?
Matt Parrish.
Yeah, why would... Well, surely Matt Parrish goes, oh, a couple of the big wigs want to come in and coach. So everyone, like, thinks Matty's the TV guy and whatever, but apparently he's, like, one of the best halves coach and, like, footy brains there is.
He was the reason for Cooper Cronk, basically.
Yeah. So, look, surely they come to their senses and see that even Sonny's there wanting to help as well, because that would be sick. We loved it. Like, Tonga's fantastic. They looked at the Samoa team that they could have. Unbelievable.
There's a few stories about Matt Parrish as well, if you Google them, to do with Canberra and Ray Hadley.
Quite big names.
Yeah, do your own research, but there's a few stories about what kind of guy Matt Parrish is, but I don't know him, so I wouldn't know, but it's worth a Google.
Worth a Google.
I hope that's Matt Parrish.
Okay. Before we look at this weekend, Tom, I want to ask you, or Koa, you can answer me. Give me your back three for New South Wales, if you're picking today for the Origin.
Back three.
Back three. Obviously, Teddy, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Teddy. This is where it gets interesting. Do I pick Paps?
On the wing?
Yeah, well, I mean...
No. Sorry, but sorry, Paps.
I won't hear you smear the Paps.
Ooh, yuck. Surely it has to be Fox and, like...
Well, I mean, Fox is one, the other
side.
Yeah,
he's one wing.
Do I put Paps? I don't know. Do I put Tommy? I think the second wing is... quite difficult.
No, I think Paps either plays fullback or he plays 14. I think that's... I don't think he plays on the wing.
I think he could, but I think he will play 14.
Yeah, well, I think you have either Toto, Fergo, Tom Trbojevic. Kotrick is not playing wing.
No.
Not happening. Not having him. Depends if Tommy plays on the wing. I'm cool with Tommy playing on the wing compared to centre as well.
Well, I think if Latrell comes back, Latrell plays centre.
He's carving at the moment, isn't he?
Tommy wing, Fox wing... And
Latrell centre, and then who'd be the other centre?
Well, you either Whiten. Have
yeah.
Whiten, who's in your halves?
Luai Cleary, I guess.
Me personally, I'd probably have Cody Walker ahead of Luai.
Why? Mate, you want that little combo with Nathan?
I think Cody's just that sort of player, like big game player. Like a lot.
We had a go last year, and he had one good game, and then the other game it was pretty.
He came back, and I thought he showed a bit. I just want them to stick with a similar side.
If they did want to stick with the side, they could just stick with Luai and Nathan, and be the halves for the next 5 years.
But Luai still hasn't played Origin. Like
but he's been in a whole camp. Like he was done it.
Yeah, but he's grown up with all these other Penrith players. He doesn't know like what it's like to play with people like Latrell. Like, think about Cody and Latrell on the same side. Like, that's fucking gold as well.
Yeah.
You're not wrong there.
Yeah, I'm all for it. And I don't know about the forwards. I've had a look at like backs. We always like the flashy backs.
Payne Haas killing it. Yeah. Safidi killing it.
Where's Pangai Jr.? Is he Queensland?
Can he actually play for New South Wales. I think there was a story about it because he grew up in Newcastle.
Right.
The other thing is Cam Murray going to be fit for it?
Probably not.
He might be 4 to 6 weeks.
Is Jake going to get picked?
Dale?
It's
Dale
gets picked, I think. Gerbo also gets picked, but I don't know who'll be starting.
And who's in the back row without Cordner?
That's an interesting one.
Has Frizzell been up to Origin?
I guess so. I guess they just go with him because you know he steps up and plays pretty well in Origin. But
Crichton's been killing it.
Crichton's a yes. Yep.
Who else have we?
Nathan Brown was.
He's injured though, isn't he? Did he?
Yeah, but he's been named again this week, so I reckon he'll be playing.
Obviously,
either this week or
Damien
next week.
Cook for nine, and
who captains? Teddy.
From the fullback or Nathan?
Or maybe co-captain sort of thing. Maybe even Jake.
Yeah.
Do you reckon Jake makes a starting team?
If Cam Murray's not fit, probably.
You do?
Probably.
I was trying to think.
Text Desi.
Text Desi. I'm trying to... it's tough. Because you look at Queensland, they're not that bad of a team. I know we put heaps of shit on them like last year.
Can you imagine
year, and then all
Sam
of a sudden,
Walker, Reece Walsh... playing for these guys, like, for the next
Sam Walker and Munster would be
and Brimson.
Who was I thinking of just then?
Corey Oates.
Yeah.
David Fifita, Tino.
Ponga.
Pong.
That's... Wow. Yeah.
Trying to think. A friend of mine sent me this team, so I'll just go tell me. So, Tedesco, Adokar To'o, Trbojevic, Luttrell in the centres. They've gone that way. Luai, Cleary, Payne Haas, prop, Safidi, prop, Demian Cook, hooker, Crichton, Frizzell, Jake. Then you've got White and Paulo, Leota, Tariq Sims on the bench.
Tariq's been playing pretty
well. He has been playing pretty well.
I still think, I don't know about To'o. I'd rather have...
A bit more experience.
Jack starting, and then you can have like a 14 like Pappy to come in and...
I think he gets picked. He's done enough. He was in the squad the whole time. He probably should have played game.
I think that could be the underlying mistake that New South Wales did last year.
Not picking him, someone like him, because Teddy went down.
Well, he was a Clive Churchill medalist, and he just didn't get a start.
All right, so game one, Thursday, South and Melbourne. Melbourne, $1.34. Tommy, your team is absolutely flying. 7.5 start, $1.90 a piece. South are $3.20. Yeah, they've lost a couple of players, so they're going to be missing a few. South's home game, though, Stadium Australia, they're missing Reynolds, Murray, Campbell, Graham and Jackson Paulo.
It's a lot out of the team.
That's a pretty bad. So Cody's playing fullback, Johnson on the wings, Braden Burns, Masters in the centres, Gags is on the... wing. Dean Hawkins comes in and Benji starting. So I think the Storm may be too strong and may even cover a line here.
I think this is a good unders game, to be honest.
Really? Yeah. You don't think points?
Not Thursday night. These two defensive teams.
Is Munster kicking?
Yeah, that's so apparently ordinary. He's retaining, so.
Oh, my God. Maybe that was
Welshy,
pretty funny.
Maybe Welshy.
That was his comments after it were very funny. That were very funny.
I'll just go an unders game, I reckon. Life's too short to tip unders, but I think this screams unders. What's the over-under?
I would have thought it would have been a bit more. Let's have a look.
I think the 7.5 starts good.
It is 36.5, so they're in the same...
That's low.
Yeah.
That is real low.
36.5. See, we're pretty good like this when we do our points. If it was... Oh, I don't know. Are you still unders? Or pick your own line and go under 42 and
a
half?
Yeah, under 40. Under right. 40.
Under 40. Coey?
I'd be just going over and under Melbourne with a negative start.
I'm with Melbourne with a negative start for sure, I reckon.
Manly 13 plus.
They will be getting stand 13 plus. Manly playing the Warriors. Yeah, bloody oath, they are getting a 13 plus. Penrith, are they getting a 13 plus? They're up against the Sharks. This is the... Normally the bad game of the Friday afternoon. So 18.5 start, $1.95. The plus 18 is probably the favourite at $1.85. $1.07 are the Penrith Panthers against the Sharks.
This would be 10 in a row, wouldn't it?
Look, and Tommy, you've backed them to go undefeated, haven't you, the whole season at 500-1. So that would be... Do they offer you cash outs and stuff for that?
No.
You don't want to see it anyway.
I got 21s for Melbourne to be the team that beat them.
Yeah, that's pretty good
too. In round 20, so I'm on both of them.
I like that.
Worst comes to worst, as soon as you get to like round 20, you could just hedge on the other team by...
Yeah, well, you can even get decent prices now to hedge on them. Like,
yeah.
Even for... Because there's an ex-loss market.
That's a huge odds at 500-1, I reckon. Especially with like someone like Penrith.
Well, you listen back 24 on the podcast. Zip, both,
but I know.
You both bagged me when I said it on this podcast.
I don't know about $10 on it, Tom. Anyway. Panthers and Sharks are both pretty much going in the same. Don't look like they're missing anyone. Do the Sharks just get pumped?
Sharks look great first half against
Will
Melbourne.
Chambers?
I think you even tweeted it on the...
Yeah, look, I did that. They were good. I think I put up, are the Sharks playing good or are Melbourne playing shit?
I think it's a mixture of both.
And then Melbourne
Bellamy put a rocket straight up the backside.
Then Melbourne just come out. And so often these second halves that lately, like they just come out and run amok.
Yeah. Look at Penrith win. I reckon
can they cover 18.5?
Probably. You just think the way they're going is probably, but
they've got
just,
so much points.
You never
in that
know
team.
With the Sharks, like they can go.
But
down
do they?
Deep,
I don't know if they've got that many points in them. You'd think they've got some alright defense.
You know
but
what? If John Morris was still there, you'd have a bit more faith in this Cronulla team. But they just don't care anymore.
Penrith last two outings against the Sharks have won by 26 and 32 points. They cover, and there'll be lots of points.
All right, take so carries the minus and overs.
You get $7 for Burton, Crichton, and Toto. What a score!
It's probably who was say shame. That again?
Burton, Crichton, Toto.
Crichton,
Stephen Crichton,
and Toto. Yeah, right. Seven bucks
for the three of them to score.
Could be a good one. Yeah, I reckon they cover the line. I reckon they'll pump the Sharks. The other game on Friday, Parramatta and the Roosters. Parra $1.55 favourites. Roosters with all their injuries are $2.40 outsiders. You've got a 4.5 line. Look, Eels were pretty good and have been good. The outs for the Roosters, they're missing Brett Morris, Lindsay Collins, Satili, Tupanua. So he's out as well. Look, Roosters are still the Roosters. They've still got Teddy, Tupou, Josh Morris, Manu, you know,
Sawabi.
Sam Walker. They've got Liu. They've got Takiaho, Angus Crichton. They're not bad. They've got Victor Radley. But the Eels are flying. They're going pretty good too. So what do you reckon?
I reckon this is going to be an unders game. What's the over-under?
Stand by. You reckon unders? Total points is 41.5.
Yeah, I'd happy to go unders there.
Yeah?
I think, when you guys mentioned earlier, Roosters will come out and lift, I think. Just because of the injuries that's happened. Tom's just listening.
I don't know what you're doing.
Sorry.
I heard something in my ear.
I have no idea what that was. But I think they will lift. I don't know where, I don't know if they'll win. But
Roosters?
I don't know if Roosters will win. They might comfortably lose, but I think it'll be defensive for at least the first 60. They can still score points.
You know what? Bryce Cartwright's playing all right footy.
How long?
For someone that hasn't played good footy in years.
You know what I put this down to, Zach, is you look at what Brad Arthur's actually done.
Yep.
Isaiah Papali'i was playing shit at the Warriors. Brings him in.
Yeah, flying.
Does pretty well. Cartwright, the same. Regan Campbell-Gillard was he played really well for Penrith for a while, but then had one of the worst years of his life. And then comes in under Brad Arthur, does really well. People like Reid Mahoney, Mitchell Moses, Gustinson, list goes on. Gutho,
that's true.
Fergo.
You got really good stalwarts in that, young as well.
I think he's really underrated as a coach.
Brad, I think, Arthur. Yeah, I think he's pretty well liked, eh?
Yeah, I think he knows what he's doing and he's doing it pretty well. I reckon this game, if it was any other team, if it was the exact same team but they weren't called the Eels, I reckon the line's a lot bigger. I actually really like the Eels in this game because everything's gone wrong with the Roosters. They've still been playing well, but I reckon they're going to give Sam Walker a bit more traffic.
Yeah,
really work
so
him
well.
Out. And I reckon they're flying at the moment, Para. So
Bank West.
I cover the 4.5 line. Go to
I'm
minus.
With you. I think so. And mate, Roosters, they're going to be up and about, though. They're not going to just roll over and think season over.
When does it get too much, though?
Well, I don't know. They've got a winger and they've chucked in. Their back line's not bad. They've got Ivakalu or whatever his name is. And who's the other one? And they've got some other good forwards coming in. So I don't know. Yes, it's a huge loss, but they're pretty good at covering it. But Parramatta is sick. I love watching Parramatta.
Is there any whispers or murmurs of... Obviously, the trade deadline is August 1. Is there anyone they're looking out for at the moment?
Chooks.
Yeah.
TJ Perenara.
I reckon he'll be there. And I reckon he'll be there quicker now. Because apparently Sam Verrills is done.
He's just got to finish his rugby stuff in Japan, doesn't he?
Detached retina. Yeah, but I reckon the Roosters would be pushing for him to be earlier.
Right. All right, well, Canberra, Newcastle. Can Canberra do it? $1.48, $2.60 for the Knights. Knights were garbo on the weekend.
In
poor
Wagga
Alex.
Wagga.
Yes, in Wagga Wagga. 5.5 line. Look, Canberra haven't been great, but Knights have been shit.
In all these stories about writing shit about Canberra, they had their halfback pull out before the game. They were leading at halftime.
What was that?
George Williams with his hammy.
Was it his hammy?
Yeah.
Right.
And he's come back in. And I think if he plays, they probably win. Yeah. Papa said, put me in this week. Put me in.
Yeah.
Papa to score a try in this game. Raiders to cover the line.
All right. 5.5. I don't mind it. I think the Knights are cooked.
It was a It was a hard watch.
And we've got a couple of mates that like the Knights, and they were just furious. They were so off their own team.
I'm just waiting for when Ricky's just going to completely explode.
Curtis Scott's not doing much, though. I've noticed that. Sebastian Chris, I don't mind, Tommy, the one that you've chucked in to score a few tries. Mm. But Curtis Scott doesn't seem to do much. But
I think he's trying, but yeah, he is much like most backs. The forwards need to be doing their job.
And we... we talk about the Knights, and we had a good conversation the other day about Bradman Best, about we had to either pick his ATAR or we had to pick the subjects that he did at school. And the ATAR was on the lower scale, and the subjects must have been... No, there was no economics or anything. So we were going with hospitality, woodwork, construction, yep. English fundamentals, maths one unit.
What do you SLR. Reckon his nickname at high school was?
Simply.
Simply or Don?
It could be both.
Don Simply.
Mm.
Put a Twitter poll out.
He's also, I was saying to Alex, who was our good Knights fan, getting a bit of the second year syndrome. So he carved last year. This year he's had a few games and everyone's gone, chuck him in the score. He's getting wrapped up. I don't know if it's the defense going, just get in his face or whatever, but he's not standing
him.
Out.
I watch him on against the Roosters though. He's trying. You can tell, like, he's just running full pelt into the line, which I reckon is why he gets injured so time. He's still a massive human.
Big but time.
I think their forwards need to be going forward, and then he needs to be able to have a couple of people that he can beat on the outside. At the moment, their line's just been pretty poor, and he's just relied on to do way too much. And he's got no one feeding him. Like, I think they need PC back ASAP.
Yeah. They've lost a little bit of direction, haven't they?
Massively.
So you're not with them?
No, Canberra. Right. Honest line.
Big game, this one. The Titans and the West Tigers. Look, West Tigers had a pretty good game on the weekend, and they got the W.
See the jersey they're going to be wearing this week?
No.
Old school. Stripes? I'll send you a photo of it to put up on our socials, but... West or Magpies for Tommy.
Oh,
like
sick.
At Campbell, because it's they're playing Campbelltown.
Yep.
You're going to adopt the West.
Yeah, cool. I like
thing,
that.
And have like an in memoriam for Tommy.
Love it.
Little thing.
So they're wearing black.
They're wearing all black.
Sick.
I think maybe orange shorts.
Nice.
But like it's... Yeah,
5:30 game in Campbelltown. Beautiful.
Tino back for the Titans.
All right. And Corey Thompson out. For the Titans.
8 weeks or something.
Yeah. Tommy Talau's in. Look, so some of these Tigers players, Dane Laurie, carving, right? Not far, we know he's good.
What about the Cougar?
Yeah, true. Zach Sheeny. How about his fan base? They were hilarious. That was fantastic. Joseph Leilua, he scored a try on the weekend. Everyone's like, oh, he's back.
Did you hear the story, though? So
Dewey's a freak, too. Dewey's carving.
Apparently, Sheeny, how he left the ground was all his mates that came there on a party bus. Apparently, he left with them on the party bus back to Sydney.
Did he really?
Well,
yeah, what a legend. I like it. Apparently, he's one of, like, a really good junior. Played Australian, thingo and everything.
He took a year off. Why, like, he didn't stay with Penrith. He just had a mini gap year and then fought his way back in and got his first
Yeah, time. Got a good hairdo as well. Adam Dewey is a good player.
He's been going really well. Raid taking him. A bit of pressure off Poopsie. Yeah.
Raid him. I'm going with the Tigers. I like the Titans normally, but far out. I don't mind the Tigers. I liked how they played on the weekend.
I think Tino's just the huge inclusion to this side. And I think, when Tino and, I mean, Fifita, we haven't seen him have two bad weeks in a row. Not to say he had a horrible week last week, really. He just got marked, and they would have watched the tapes over and over again to stop him from doing what he's been doing, which is hitting the line hard and close from the try line. If they can mark him, I just don't know if they can.
Yeah. I think the Titans as well, with Thompson out and a few other backline issues, they've named both Firmer at centre, but they've just signed Isan Masters from the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I reckon he'll play centre. And I reckon they're desperate for a bit of centre there. I'm a bit with you, Coley. I can't see the Tigers defending Fifita,
Tino,
Peachy open it up a bit.
Yep.
Even Mitch Rain's been playing really well lately, I think. So I've got to go with the Titans. But in saying that, Tigers play really well. It's so funny. Titans this year, every time they're favourite, they've lost. Tigers basically is the other way. Every time they're...
Well, Tigers were such firm favourites when Tommy died and they went to pieces.
Yeah,
they were no good.
I
think they're due, if they're going to be playing something like this, give me a... I don't know, maybe like a 1-12 Tigers. Cheney to score a try.
Yeah, I'll
it's a 3.5 line. I'd like a bit more, to be honest.
But I'll go for Fifita to score. I think that's a good bet. And Titans win.
Go high.
Titans just win.
Okay. Titans just win. All right, well, I'll go with the Tigers then. Look, another Queensland derby is the Cowboys versus the Bronx. Cowboys and Bronx, Cowboys favourites, $1.58, Brisbane, $2.35. Brisbane, look, Tommy, we've already talked about it. They were pretty good on the weekend. So.
Do you remember, like...
I think this is the upset of the round, though.
Yeah, and Broncos win.
Yeah.
Cowboys are no good.
Do you remember, like, what...
They actually did come back
4 years ago when these two teams were playing, like, it was going to be Golden Point, like, they were always going to play, like... The game, and look at where both teams are now.
Yeah, it's just insane.
They lose Hampton, the Cowboys, who's been playing really well at number 7 for them. I think they came back. It was a bit. It was. They were both pretty similar last week. They both gave up stupid leads, and then came home pretty strong. Cowboys didn't get the chalkies, but Broncos did.
I think there's a massive disparity in the price, though. I thought it'd be a bit closer.
Yeah,
I reckon Broncos should have been favourites nearly.
Like $1.58 for North Queensland, and how much is Brisbane? $2.30 or $2.40 or something. I just think that take that $2.40 on.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
Tommy.
Yeah, probably the price. I agree with everything you said. I think that's fair. What's the line?
What was the line?
5.5.
Yeah, 4.5.
Okay. Yeah, probably. Probably Broncos with a line, if you want to be safe.
Yeah.
All right, Manly 13+, Lotto Land, Sunday, Mother's Day.
FYI, I've already dropped it in the...
Good, yep. I like it. It's a 10-year anniversary from when we pumped whoever it was in 2011. Warriors. Yeah, correct, Warriors. Look, we're favourites. Look, you're not surprised.
Since you won your last grand final.
$1.48. $1.48 favourites over the Warriors, $2.60. Your line is 5.5. Total points is 45.5. So expecting a high scoring game. Do the Eagles just win 13+? Go, you're in agreement. Tom. Go, I think the Warriors can probably take the line.
You know what's massive for them is Marty and Josh out.
Yeah.
If it was one of them, it's probably not as bad. The fact both of them were out, that's a bit of a worry. I don't mind Warriors with a line.
Ben Trbojevic, 18th man.
Does he text you back yet?
Yeah, he said he's playing. who can we get out? Is Moses Sully on the bench?
Yeah, there's something still there to be played, but with both those big boys out, give me some of the six start. I'm going to be close.
All right, we'll kind of...
Mate, Reece Walsh, score a try. I'm in love.
I'm not going to lie, I'm a big fan of Reece Walsh.
How good is he?
He's unbelievable. Like, he's just quick, he's versatile.
Yeah.
I reckon he could play anywhere if he needed to.
Way better than Tommy.
The big game of the weekend.
He would have beat old mate on the Corso.
Dogs and Dragons. My God. The Dogs couldn't give me an extra 2 points on the weekend. But Dragons versus the Dogs, one of the great games. Dragons $1.30, Dogs $3.40, line 8.5. Don't care?
Under.
neither team can tackle. Overs. They were putrid, the Dragons.
Dragons against the Toys.
42.5.
They were putrid, the Dragons.
I'm still going under. This screams unders. Neither can defend, but neither can score.
That's true. Dogs don't have any points in them.
I think Dufty to score 2 tries is a great bet.
Okay, fair enough.
I still don't know who's going to win. Dogs... Good. They got their win a couple of weeks ago, and they were still strong against
$4.50. Dufty's 2 tries.
Dragons surely win though.
$4.50.
2 tries.
Is it Cogra or?
Netstrut. Yeah, Jubilee.
Yeah,
whatever that is.
That's Cogra.
Yeah, Cogra.
Yeah, at home, I think. Yeah.
I think because you're still not sure. I think that's a great bet. Dogs with a line 8.5. old mates out, Lomax.
I gave the Dogs 20.5 on the weekend. They couldn't do it.
Yeah, but that was against Para. This is against St. George. Lomax out as well. So, like, their goal kicker, Corey Norman's probably goal kicking, similar to Munster. So, there might be a couple of points. Bulldogs, 8.5.
Coey?
unders.
Just unders?
Just take the unders.
Mate. I don't even know. I'm gonna go Dragons minus and Dufty to score because that's just what's happening. All right, multis. I think KOI's gone pretty hard out, so I'm just going to kick it off because mine's probably a bit shorter. I'm going Melbourne Storm to cover the line against South, -7.5. We're going Parramatta 1-12 to beat the Chooks. Canberra just head-to-head to beat the Knights, and we're taking the line of Manly -5.5. Four legs, you're getting 15-1. Thomas, take over.
Okay, Canberra -5.5. Gold Coast... Brimson to score, but if you want more, Titans are going to win. Warriors with a 6.5 start against Manly.
Mm-hmm.
Para -4.5. $21 if you included the Titans to win in that. Coey's got his like socks off and he's like trying to count to...
Eight legs, go.
Eight legs, here we go. I've just gone stupid, so gamble responsibly. Tab app's down, so I can't put my bet on yet, but I will. Melbourne with a negative start, 7.5, over 36.5. 40.5 over in the Penrith Cronulla game. Under 41.5 in the Paris Sydney game. Under 44.5 in the Canberra Newcastle game. Over 43.5 in the Gold Coast Tigers game. 5.5 start.
Jesus.
With the over 44.5 in the North Queensland Brisbane game.
Still trying to go Melbourne 13 plus.
Manly by 13 plus. And under 42.5 points in the St. George Bulldogs game.
Paying 700 to 1.
733 to 1.
Oh, God, that's close. All right, beautiful. Well,
what is doing here?
That's another rugby league podcast gone. So we've done our racing one, we've done our league one. Hopefully, we win some there. Hopefully, Natoya runs well for Thomas. And
do the rain dance, everyone.
Do the rain dance. All right, thank you, boys.
See you, boys.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your mates or share it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can find us at Give Us A Spell Pod. Feel free to get in touch with us. We love hearing from our listeners and having a chat with you. If it's anything about sport or racing or a punt that you had, you won or lost, we love hearing it. If you haven't left a review yet on Apple Podcasts or on Facebook, please do. It does wonders for us growing the show. And there's plenty in our archives from previous interviews from all the stars in rugby and racing, so be sure to check those out. Happy punting.